This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. East Chicago, Indiana residents are questioning why they were not informed until last month that even the top 6 inches of soil in their yards had up to 30 times more lead than the level considered safe for children to play in, and that it was also hazardous levels of arsenic. Farther down, the contamination is much worse. The city is now moving to demolish the project, ejecting 1,000 families on a site built on top of an old smelter plant. Battle to choose a successor in Nevada to Senator Harry Reid, the retiring Democratic leader, is pitting his home state political operation against his arch enemies, the Koch brothers, the billionaire industrial brothers. His candidate is Catherine Cortez Masto, a Democrat and a former Nevada Attorney General, against Representative Joe Heck, a Republican, both serving as surrogates for the contending forces. After a federal court threw out North Carolina election rules, critics are accusing some of the election boards, all of which are controlled by Republicans, of staging an end run around a court ruling that they are supposed to carry out. Like the law that was struck down, voting rights advocate groups say, along with some Democrats who are contesting the rewritten election plans, that many election plans have been intentionally written to suppress the black vote. Fines, fees, and restitution mandates are levied on juvenile offenders to varying degrees in every state. A new national survey of these practices has found the effects are greatest on the poor and racial minorities, creating a two-tiered system of justice, according to a report published by the Juvenile Law Center, a legal aid and advocacy group in Philadelphia. The invitation by the President of Mexico has managed to do what has always been a Herculean task in the fractious and economically divided nation, galvanize the masses. Already, protests are lined up in Mexico near the iconic Plaza de Andrade statue along the city's upscale Reformer Avenue. Britain's Consumer Protection Agency warns celebrities that it will take action if they promote products on social media without disclosing that they are being paid. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.